Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. It's lying dormant, waiting, and it could reactivate at any time. And while not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful, blistering rash that can last for weeks. Think you're not at risk for shingles? It's time to wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. If you're over 50, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire. Hey, when the time comes to plan your next big getaway, know they got a destination idea for you. Orlando. Just think about it. The thrills at their 15 world-class theme parks, followed by awesome outdoor adventures, amazing food festivals, and top-notch dining spots. Orlando has all that and much more than you'd expect. In Orlando, anything is possible if you can imagine it. Plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com. Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And listen, if you need advice on relationships, on dating, sex, work, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to do this one right here today.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. It's the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject: my husband is an embarrassing butthead. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband acts like an absolute child at times, and I can't deal with it. It's like having a third child, and I am so tired of him embarrassing me. The most recent incident went down over the weekend at my pastor's house. We were invited to a barbecue, and the pastor was a little late because of a wedding he had to do. There was plenty of food on the grill, and we always let the elders of the church eat first. The first lady fixed the pastor a plate and sat it to the side and covered it with saran wrap. When it came time for my husband and I to fix a plate, only chicken legs, wieners, and burgers were left. My husband began to whine about not getting the pieces of chicken that he wanted. So he went on a hunt for more chicken. He asked several people if they would eat a leg in exchange for a thigh or breast that was on their plate. I was so embarrassed. But what he did next was the shocker. His ignorant behind went over to the pastor's plate wrapped in saran wrap and got the two barbecued thighs that were on there, and then he wrapped the plate back up. One of the mothers of the church told him that he could not do that, and his reply was, "Pastor should have been here, and it will be cold by the time he gets here anyway." I almost passed out right then and there. I got my belongings and told him we needed to leave. Needless to say, I am going to be the center of gossip at the church now. My husband does things like this all of the time.
Everything has to go his way or he starts complaining and whining. How can I get him to see that it's not all about him? I am sick of him embarrassing me. Please help. Oh, wow. I'm embarrassed for you. I really am. This is crazy. This is really stupid. I mean, your husband, it has to be the rudest person ever. He's disrespectful to everyone, including your pastor. How dare he go to the pastor's plate that's set aside and go in there and get the pastor's food or anyone's food for that matter. But most of all, the pastor. Your husband's selfish. He's inconsiderate of you, his wife. And I think you're absolutely right. He is an embarrassing butthead, and you have every right to be upset and to get your things and leave. And yes, you will be the subject of gossip. The problem is, what are you going to do about this? I mean, have you talked to your husband about it? Does he know how you feel and what you want and what you don't want him to do? I mean, I'm guessing you have talked to him about it, but he's not hearing you. He's not paying any attention to you. And selfish people often don't because, like you said, it's always about them. So you're going to have to do something else to get his attention, to make him hear you. I don't know if that means leaving him or if that means threatening to leave him. It depends on whether he straightens up and stops doing stupid stuff after you have some sort of serious conversation with him. Because he's out of control. He's so out of order, so rude and disrespectful. This is crazy. And what was wrong? Chicken legs are okay. And burgers and wieners. You're not at home. You're at somebody else's house. Steve, where are your manners, Steve?
I don't get this. I really, really don't. I'm confused. How old is this dude? But now, if y'all at a church function and y'all let elders and all this, I'm assuming he's of age. He's not 16, but 16-year-old people wouldn't do that. Your husband is a child at times, and you can't deal with it. He didn't just start being a child. He's been childish the whole time. It's just you've overlooked it. Now you married him, and he ain't got to act a certain way no more, so now he do it all the time. Okay, this weekend you went over to your pastor's. You got invited to your pastor's house. Pastor was a little bit late because he had a wedding to do. You got over there, it was a lot to eat. You had food all on the grill. Now, at y'all's church, what y'all do is y'all let the elders of the church eat first. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, sometimes it's a respectful thing to do. Now, the first lady fool, now she know her husband late because he working. He fixed the pastor a plate, set it to the side, covered in saran wrap. Then when it came time for y'all to fix a plate, because he low down on the totem pole because he don't come to church much. So now he way down. Now he all at the back quiet and ate.
I love
Usher
it.
Board done ate. Uh-huh. Deacons done ate. Parking lot ministry done ate. Robe committed and ate. Baptism committed and ate.
Yeah.
Senior citizens choir done ate. The Joylanders, the baby choir done ate. Everybody in line. The damn male quartet, the Singing Sensationals, they done ate.
What's their name?
The Singing Sensationals. They done ate. They big ass, all them big. So when you get up there, it's time for y'all to fix a plate. Ain't nothing but chicken legs, wings, and burgers left. Your husband's all whining because he ain't get the piece of chicken he wanted. Well, your ass don't come to church enough to get the damn piece you want. So he went on a hunt for more chicken. But he walking around asking people if they would eat a leg in exchange for the thigh or breast that was on their plate. Who go to people's plate? Like, hey, man, you want this leg right here so I can have that thigh or that breast? I got a leg. Who want this leg? Dog, y'all, you that damn ignorant. You stupid. But when I come back, let me tell you how ignorant he is.
What?
I'm waiting.
I want to hear it.
I'll be right here.
All right, part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, my husband is an embarrassing butthead. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, let's recap today's Strawberry Letter subject, my husband is an embarrassing butthead.
This man went over to the pastor's house. They got invited to the barbecue. This damn fool went over here with his wife. The pastor a little late. The pastor's wife make him a plate, put it under saran wrap, because he late. He out there doing church work. He save her husband a plate of food. Oh, listen. That by the time him and his no church going ass get up there, ain't nothing on the ain't nothing left but legs, wieners, and burgers. He whining because he didn't get the chicken he wanted. So he went on a hunt round for more chicken. Went around the backyard asking people who to fix their plate. Well, black people don't take food off their plate and hand it to you.
No.
No, they don't.
No.
Mm-mm.
Now, he got a leg want to trade or a thigh for breast for one of these little ragged-ass legs.
Is this an auction? What is this?
This lady, I'm so embarrassed. But what he did next was a shocker. This food went over to the pastor's plate that's wrapped in saran wrap, got the two barbecue thighs that was on there, and then wrapped the plate back up. One of the mothers of church told him he couldn't do that. His plan was, pastor should have been here, and it'll be cold by the time he get here anyway. Hold up, man. Let me talk to you a little bit, partner.
Come on.
Pastor Nim invited you over their house.
Yes.
This pastor house.
Yeah.
He the man of this house. See, I don't know where you obviously ain't had no daddy. Because your daddy would have knocked your ass out for doing that. But you ain't got no daddy, so you stupid. So you over another man's house, then unwrapped the plate that his wife fixed for him, and now you claiming it as yours. Then one of the ladies see you and tell you can't do that. And then your pastor should have been here. Pastor at work. This pastor house. He ain't got to come here to fit in. This where he live.
Right.
Right.
It'll be cold by the time he get here anyway. Are you serious? First of all, you walking around whining about the you didn't get the piece of chicken you wanted. You didn't pay for this. This wasn't a paid barbecue, partner. This was an invite, partner.
Partner.
Somebody invited your monkey ass over here. You eating free. You ain't bought no chicken. This ain't the buffet at Sizzler's. Your ass is eating free.
Wait, stop. Did you just say Sizzler?
This ain't the buffet at Sizzler's, partner. Well, you can go back up to the counter and tell me, hey, y'all all out of baby backs now. I done paid this $7.95. It's all you can eat. Ain't no more damn baby back. I came in here for the baby back. You got in free.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Now, you sitting up in here talking about the past should have been here. Now, the lady said, I almost passed out right there. Got my belongings. I told her we need to leave. Needless to say, I'm going to be the center of gossip at the church tomorrow. Yes, you will, because your husband's stupid. Your husband's stupid. He ain't no real man. That ain't what men do. My husband does things like this all the time. Everything has to go his way or he start complaining and whining. So you know what your husband really need? Your husband really need his ass whooped one good time. For taking somebody's chicken, that's one ass whooping.
That's
whining ought to be another ass whooping.
Yes.
And then, you know, how he don't know that you at another man's house, you can't make rules at another man's house, partner. It's free, you didn't pay, and you can't have everything you want in life. So what you got the legs? Legs taste just like breasts. It's just a different bite. That's all it is. It's the same dog meat. It's just a different bite. Everything has to go his way. He want to start complaining and whine. How can I get him to see that it's not always about him? He been thinking it's about him. I am sick of him embarrassing me. Please help. In the words, I don't know who out here say this all the time, but bye, Felicia. Leave his ass for a while until he learn how to act right. You're married to a fool. This man is not embarrassing. He's foolish. Who goes around the barbecue asking for food off people's plate because you didn't get what on your plate you wanted to? Who do that? Who go in another man's house that he live in, that his wife done made a plate for, you unwrap it so you can eat what's on his plate, and then you say, pastor should have been here, it's going to be cold by the time we get. Hold up, man. This
so
man's
terrible.
House.
Yeah.
Pastor should walk up in there and whoop your ass what pastor ought to do. See, you lucky. That's why everybody be talking about, Steve, you missed your calling. I ain't never been called to the ministry. I'm going to tell y'all. I grew up in the church. My mama would tell you I ain't been called. But if I was to be called, this is one of the reasons why I don't think I'm called. Because as a pastor, I don't see no reason why he can't get his ass whooped right now.
You say you don't see no reason.
I don't really, me in my house. Now, my wife tell me, I come in the backyard, my wife said, baby, I had your plate, but this man ate it. Wait a minute, hold up. What man? Wait a minute, hold up, baby. You made me a plate and another man ate it. Who? What man ate my plate? Did he know it was my plate? Yeah. He said you took too long getting here and it was going to be cold.
But I'm gonna tell you something. Man see, does
if,
that?
But if you punch a man in the stomach real hard, he throw up cold chicken.
Goodness. All right, listen. You can post your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM. I'm sure you'll have a lot to say about this one. Or you can check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. All right, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Hello, I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. And I want to let you know about my new immersive BBC Radio 4 podcast series, Deep Calm. It's all about how to tap into and activate a remarkable system that we all have hardwired inside of us, our relaxation response. And it's been developed to be listened to at any time you want to really unwind. I hope you'll listen wherever you get your BBC podcasts.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those, too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When we come together, it's magic. And for 30 years, we've celebrated that. Because our ideas, our art, our flavor, our community, our impact, there's nothing like it. Here, in this place, this is where we fall more in love with everything that makes us, us. This is the place where we love us. Celebrate 30 years of loving us at Essence Festival.
Get your tickets at EssenceFestival.com.